Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Denise Best, B-E-S-T. Denise Best is a 68-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 125-21. Apparently she felt a popping sound in her shoulder while lifting a bag of grounds from a can to over-her-shoulder position. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of torn rotator cuff and biceps, for which she underwent surgery in March of 2021. Apparently she has completed her course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Best was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer's physician assistant on 2/16/21. Period. She complained of right shoulder pain that occurred while working for 7 months at the insured. Period. On 125/21, she felt a pop in her shoulder as she was lifting a big trash bag of coffee grounds for the dumpster. Period. She reported the incident and finished her shift. She was seen at urgent care for imaging and was then referred to orthopedics. Period. History was remarkable for hypertension. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed right shoulder pain, for which he placed her on naproxen and quickly referred her for an MRI arthrogram. Period. This was done on 2/25/21 to be inserted here. But they reviewed these results on 3/11/21 when he adjusted his diagnosis to include a slap tear and traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff. He performed a corticosteroid injection and they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period on 3/18/21. He did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. As of his last visit on 8/26/21, Dr. Dwyer noted she had no complaints and was very happy with the results of her surgery. Period. She had full range of motion on the shoulder in all planes with excellent strength in all planes. Period. She had no bicep pain. Period. She was working full duty and could continue to do so. Period. He deemed she was a maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She was a thin woman with a hacking cough, possibly attributed to tobacco use. Period. She complains of her right hand has numbness and tingling at night when she wears a splint on the wrist. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed heel portal scarring about the right shoulder and biceps. Period. There was swelling of the finger joints, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-5. The resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. She was tender to palpation at the right acromio clavicular joint, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulder maneuvers. She had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. She had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the right, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. This was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical normal. Impressions. On 125/21, Denise Best believes she injured her right shoulder at work with a popping sound, lifting a bag of coffee grounds from the can to over-shoulder position. Apparently, she evidently was seen at urgent care and then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. Apparently, she quickly underwent an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Apparently, she did perform a cortisone injection to the shoulder and they pursued surgical intervention. Apparently, this was done on 3/18/21 to be inserted. Period. She had physical therapy post-operatively. Period. Dr. Dwyer followed her progress through 8/26/21 when her exam was excellent with full range of motion and strength. Apparently she had no complaints. Period. In paragraph, during exam, found she had full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had minimal weakness and resisted right shoulder external rotation and elbow flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were not impressive for internal derangement or instability. Period. There was swelling of some finger joints suggestive of underlying osteoarthritis that comports with her age. Period. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.